Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Ideal Investor Show. Today, I want to just make you aware of something that you may or may not have seen in the news. But we hear, you know, like the real estate market is struggling and 2024 will be a hard year. And is there maybe a bubble and things like that? And one piece of data that I saw, because the statistics are always important to keep an eye on to see where is the market overall going, not by what some so-called experts or opinionators or so forth say, but the real data. And one piece of the real data that I thought was quite interesting is that last year I have many times said the transition that has happened is that when interest rates were lower, then lots of people want to get into home ownership. Especially the millennial generation, there might have been somewhat of a delay because of the pandemic and so forth, and they're getting into home ownership later than previous generations, but they still like to be homeowners. They're still growing and building families. And more importantly, or equally importantly, I would say, is they are now also the generation that is most exposed and can take advantage of work from home. I know not every job is offering that opportunity, but if you are currently, and I have a few friends who've actually done this, who were forced to be in very high-priced areas, for example, in the San Francisco Bay Area and so forth, and lived there in relatively small apartments because their companies demanded anywhere between like 2015 and 2020, they demanded that the people come to work and work in a cubicle. And then when the pandemic hit, well, they had no other choice because you couldn't go to work. So people were basically working from these tiny apartments and realized, well, if I can work from here and provide value to the company, then I don't really need to be in this tiny apartment. I could also get a nice little house somewhere in a cheaper area. And so several of my friends moved out of the San Francisco Bay Area more towards Sacramento or more towards Fresno and other places. And some of them said, well, I don't even need to stay within the same state. I can go further. They went to Idaho or they went to Ohio or to Florida, to Texas and so forth. So what that means is people, when given the opportunity, want to actually be in home ownership. And so one of the recent data that I've seen coming out in an article is who are currently the buyers of properties. It used to be always 85% or so, even sometimes 87% of all purchases of residences like single family homes and so forth were people who bought the properties for moving in and living there themselves and not as investments. And only about 13.5% to 15% on average for the last like 15, 20 years were properties, single family properties or duplex, triplex properties that were bought by investors. So now we have the most recent data from the end of 2023. And in that last quarter, 26% of all properties that are considered affordable. And affordable doesn't mean they're cheap. It's just, you know, more people can actually afford to buy them or live in them, were purchased by investors. And if you look at the statistics since like 2000, that's by far the highest amount. And even if you go to medium and higher price properties, it has gone up quite a bit and it has gone up quite steeply since the interest rates have increased. Because it's not so much a matter that people wouldn't want to have single family homes or live in a duplex rather than in an apartment. But the affordability and the ability to qualify has reduced for many, many, many people who are currently on the sidelines, or if they would like to go into a bigger property, but they can't do it because they have a low interest mortgage. And if they were to move into something new or bigger, then they would have to get a high interest mortgage. So for us, as I always say, we are not buying because of the mortgage or because of the price, but because of the performance. And so what's really interesting is that we are not alone. There are basically a quarter of all purchases now by investors. And obviously, it's not just small groups like ours, but some are institutional investors who buy like dozens of houses in a location at the same time in one purchase. But the important message here is that we are in this unique time where more and more properties are bought by investors. And that will also mean in the future, we will have this housing stock to offer for people to move in and rent from us. And I will talk about it a little bit tomorrow on how that is actually working out, because some people are skeptical that there could be a bubble. And I want to explain to you why there is no bubble. But for today, I want you to be aware that 26% instead of the typical 13 to 15% of purchases in the residential market have been by investors like you and me. And so if that sounds interesting, and if you say, well, you know, I always knew that real estate investing is a good thing, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to find the good performing properties. I don't know how I can do this when the properties are far away from where I live. That's where we want to help you. That's why I want to ask you to take action. Go to idealinvestorshow.com. Click the button to book a call and let's have a conversation and let's find a way how you can join our community. I would really love that. And I think if nothing else, we would have a great conversation and you would learn a little bit on how we do it. And at any time you're ready, then you can come and join us. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.